In April of last year, two paramedics were assaulted while attending a call in the Melbourne suburb of Reservoir. Two women were found guilty of assaulting the paramedics but escaped jail time last week on appeal. Widespread outcry at the perceived injustice has led Daniel Andrews to propose reforms to sentencing this week. Under the changes, anyone found guilty of assaulting emergency personnel will be given a custodial sentence. This can mean jail or a mental health facility. I spoke to Peter Jakovsky, president of Paramedics Australasia, about the proposed changes. With regards to the sentencing laws, why are these happening now? What sort of made the change?
Well, look, the big trigger was the events of last week in the county court. And in 2016, two females assaulted a paramedic by the name of Paul Judd, who's a guy that I actually worked with many, many years ago when I first joined the ambulance service, and he's just probably the most compassionate paramedics I've ever worked with. He was assaulted and he's been off work since. And there was mandatory sentencing laws around the offence. And the two accused who got 6 months jail, or 4 months and 6 months jail each under the mandatory sentencing, had those sentences appealed into the county court in Victoria, which is the similar level to district courts in other states and territories. Now, with that appeal, the judge was able to apply special reasons or special circumstances, and they were let off their jail sentences to community corrections orders. And that's where the public outrage started, that the mandatory sentences were able to be navigated around. So the government, with a strong campaign from paramedics, firemen, police officers and emergency workers generally, have now put out a press release yesterday, and they're going to tighten up the laws so that the mandatory sentencing will prevail, and if people get a jail sentence, that will remain, except for very exceptional circumstances, which I personally support, things such as a genuine mental illness, because I think you've got to protect people from themselves if they haven't got a genuine mental illness in certain circumstances.
And so has there been a general increase in paramedics being assaulted, or is it this particular case that's been the impetus for it?
No, look, it certainly has. The statistics put out by Ambulance Victoria in my own state show that there's a paramedic assaulted every 50 hours in Victoria, and the day after the judgment was made. And I must say that I have a fairly somewhat tempered view on the judgment. I have read the judgment, and I think it was reasonable. The judge, Barbara Cottrell, did apply the sentencing principles appropriately. Just unfortunate that they are available to her to apply. In the future, she won't be able to use those. She wouldn't be able to under the new laws. But, yeah, every 50 hours is the statistic. And, you know, there's a prevalence with the use of ice and certainly drug-related and alcohol-related incidents. And that's certainly been a major problem. And what I've been overwhelmed by is the public support for the new laws. I think it's been just fantastic to see the support of the community for our paramedics and emergency workers generally.
Have paramedics themselves been asking for these changes for a long time?
Yeah, certainly the paramedic union who work in complement with us, they work in the industrial arena, we work in a professional peak body arena, they've been very, very strong on that, and a delegation of the ambulance, police and fire union representatives went to see the Premier on Monday, and the changes were made pretty much instantaneously, so it was a pretty strong campaign from them.
Are there other measures being put in place to prevent these assaults, police escorts?
That's a really good point. I think it probably gets lost in this discussion. One of the best ways to avoid paramedics being injured is to prevent it occurring from the start. So things like body cameras, the possibility of paramedics already have the right to not go into a scene if they don't regard it as being safe until the police arrive. Further support by police and, you know, maybe security guards in the future in certain circumstances. But yes, there's certainly measures that need to be put in place, because certainly prevention is the best cure in these situations. Whilst we want deterrence, things such as jail sentences for offenders, preventing it happening is probably our number one priority, I would have thought.
Do you know yet, actually, how broadly the mandatory sentencing is going to apply? I saw that there's going to be discussion over how it applies to juveniles.
Yeah, there is further discussion. Juveniles is one, and certainly the one I mentioned before, mental health conditions, which I would strongly support. Paramedics and emergency workers and certainly health workers have a responsibility to care for people in circumstances. They're exactly the people we want to protect. And if someone's got a mental health condition that doesn't warrant themselves making decisions independently and autonomously, they need to be protected. So there's further discussion on those, but let's not call them loopholes, but the factors that the judge was able to apply the other day won't be available. Things such as people's upbringings and alcohol use, for example, from what I can read in the press release, they're areas that will be taken out of the provisions of the special or, you know, exceptional reasons the judges might be able to apply.
You mentioned that ice and alcohol has been a factor in this. How much of a factor has it been, do you think?
Oh, look, it is a big factor. The reactions of people to drugs, particularly ice and heroin overdoses, etc., look, they're so prevalent in the community, and they're the patients that paramedics deal with on a daily basis. The prevalence of that has increased, and the dangers to paramedics, you know, incrementally rise as well.
Is this a deterrence issue or a justice issue? Do you think that this is actually going to deter people from assaulting paramedics, or that when they do, they will actually face consequences for it?
Yeah, look, that's a really good point. And Justice Cottrell, in her decision the other day, which is I felt was very measured, she made the point, the one point I would disagree with, she said that general deterrence shouldn't be a factor. Well, I probably disagree with that. I think if people are aware that if they do assault an emergency worker, I know, you know, in the heat of the moment, they may not be thinking, I might go to jail for this, but people not putting themselves in those situations could be a deterrence in itself. So I think deterrence is an important factor, and the justice element is highly relevant as well, but I think that'll be protected when the further measures such as juveniles and mental health conditions are taken into account in those circumstances in the future.